Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 6. Ciao a tutti, siamo tornati con un altro episodio di Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai?
Mark, sto bene, grazie. E tu, come va?
Tutto ok, tutto ok. Oggi cosa facciamo?
Oggi speriamo di poter vedere queste famose cime di Lavaredo di cui abbiamo parlato nell'episodio precedente.
Ah, wow, ok, there's lots going on in there. That, even that one sentence, speriamo, we hope, to be able to see the tre cime, so the three peaks of Lavaredo that we hoped to see in the last episode. And you said, di cui abbiamo parlato, of which we spoke in our last episode. If this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Italian you've ever listened to, you're very welcome. We're delighted to have you here. And you can join us to learn Italian and improve your Italian with the Travel Diaries and indeed with all our other episodes. In this season, we are following the adventures of Simone and his wife Anna as they have a settimana bianca, literally a white week or a week of winter activities in the north of Italy. So, let us get on with the lesson. What we'll do is listen to the text first of all, and then talk about the language in the text to help you understand everything. Va bene?
Certo, cominciamo, Mark.
Cominciamo.
Oggi, anche se con un giorno di ritardo, abbiamo visto le tre cime di Lavaredo. Siamo partiti molto presto la mattina e abbiamo raggiunto un rifugio in macchina. Da qui abbiamo noleggiato delle motoslitte e siamo riusciti a salire fino alle tre cime. Appena arrivati, siamo rimasti a bocca aperta. Sopra di noi spiccavano le tre cime, una accanto all'altra. Erano tutte innevate e alcune nuvole ne coprivano delle parti. Noi eravamo entrambi senza parole di fronte a questo spettacolo della natura. Una volta scesi dalle motoslitte, abbiamo passeggiato un po' per goderci il panorama. La neve rifletteva la luce del sole e rendeva tutto brillante. Per pranzo non potevamo che mangiare della polenta, che è ormai il mio piatto preferito. Per fortuna c'era un rifugio proprio accanto alle cime. Dopo pranzo, per il freddo, abbiamo bevuto il bombardino, una tipica bevanda di montagna, usata per scaldarsi dopo una giornata sulla neve. È a base di zabaglione e contiene anche alcol e panna. Era davvero buonissimo e non avevo mai assaggiato nulla del genere. Sicuramente lo assaggerò ancora. Thank you.
Allora, Francesca, hai già assaggiato il bombardino?
Il bombardino, sì, è buonissimo, Mark. A metà giornata, quando si va a sciare, è sempre il momento di un bombardino.
Perfetto. Okay, we'll come back to the bombardino a little later, but let's go back through our text now. So can you begin by reading the first part, the first sentence, Francesca?
Con piacere. Oggi, anche se con un giorno di ritardo, abbiamo visto le tre cime di Lavaredo.
Okay, so today, even if it was one day late, abbiamo visto le tre cime di Lavaredo. We saw the three peaks of Lavaredo. Anche se, Francesca, there's no verb in there. I translated that as even if it was with a day of delay.
Yes, in Italian we can use this structure, anche se, without a verb. For example, you could say, Giovanni è andato al lavoro anche se con la febbre.
So Giovanni went to work even if he did have a fever.
Sì, esatto.
Okay, right, let's continue.
Siamo partiti molto presto la mattina e abbiamo raggiunto un rifugio in macchina.
Okay, siamo partiti. Fine, we know this. We left molto presto la mattina. We left very early in the morning. E abbiamo raggiunto. This is from the verb raggiungere.
Sì.
To reach. Abbiamo raggiunto un rifugio in macchina. So we reached a refuge in the car. So we got there by car.
Esatto. Da qui abbiamo noleggiato delle motoslitte e siamo riusciti a salire fino alle tre cime.
Ok, da qui, from here, referring to the rifugio,
sì,
abbiamo noleggiato delle motoslitte. So the motoslitte are motorized sledges. So they're kind of like,
sì,
skidoos or something like that. Is that what you call them?
Sì, o snowmobiles.
Snowmobiles, yeah, snowmobiles.
Oh, mobiles.
Mobiles. So from here, we hired some snowmobiles e siamo riusciti a salire fino alle tre cime. And we managed to reach, to go up as far as the tre cime. No bufera di neve today.
Per fortuna, speriamo, incrociamo le dita.
Indeed. Let's continue.
Appena arrivati, siamo rimasti a bocca aperta. Sopra di noi spiccavano le tre cime, una accanto all'altra.
Ok, so appena arrivati, we've seen again this construction before, only just arrived or as soon as we arrived, siamo rimasti, so this is rimanere, with the perfect tense, so siamo rimasti a bocca aperta, with our mouths open. We were,
sì,
we were gobsmacked or something like that.
Che bella parola, gobsmacked.
It's horrible.
Mi piace.
A me non mi piace. Okay, so we were absolutely blown away by this. Sopra di noi, above us, spiccavano le tre cime. So above us, pointed out, or how would
we're
describe
standing
this?
Out.
We're standing out. So standing out, the three mountains, the three peaks, una accanto all'altra, one beside the other.
Erano tutte innevate e alcune nuvole ne coprivano delle parti.
Oh, we've got a lovely ne in here.
Lo sapevo.
Erano tutte innevate. So we've seen innevate or innevato before, meaning snow-covered. So they were all snow-covered. E alcune nuvole and some clouds ne coprivano delle parti. Of them covered some parts. So the ne is referring to of them, talking about the cime.
Sì.
And the clouds were covering some bits of them.
Bravissimo, Mark. This is always very useful to avoid the repetition. So instead of saying coprivano delle parti delle cime, we can just avoid repeating delle cime and using a lovely ne.
A lovely ne. Perfetto.
Noi eravamo entrambi senza parole di fronte a questo spettacolo della natura.
Okay, so we were both senza parole, without words. We were left speechless. Noi eravamo Entrambi. Entrambi just means both. I think it's one of those words that perhaps looks more complicated than it is. So we were both senza parole di fronte a questo spettacolo della natura. Faced with, opposite this spectacle of nature.
Una volta scesi dalle motoslitte, abbiamo passeggiato un po' per goderci il panorama.
Ok, una volta scesi dalle motoslitte. So once we got off the snowboard wheels,
sì.
Abbiamo passeggiato un po', we walked around a little, per goderci il panorama, to enjoy the panorama, the wonderful view.
Esatto. La neve rifletteva la luce del sole e rendeva tutto brillante.
Ok, la neve rifletteva. The snow was reflecting. We were describing things here, so we're using the imperfect tense. La neve rifletteva la luce del sole. It reflected the light of the sun. E rendeva tutto brillante. And it was making everything shining.
Sì, perfetto. Molto bene. Una bellissima descrizione.
Indeed. Now, in this paragraph, we've got two examples of expressions which use a past participle but don't need an auxiliary verb. We started with appena arrivati, no sooner had we arrived,
sì.
And then una volta scesi, once we got off the snowmobiles. So it's interesting to see both of these, and we don't need to worry about that auxiliary verb there for these expressions.
Sì, it's very useful, actually. Obviously, we could have said, for example, dopo essere scesi dalle motoslitte, but in this way, it's much faster, it's easier, probably, and the narration flows really well.
Indeed. Perfect. Okay, let's break there for just a moment. We'll be back very soon with the remainder of this text. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, welcome back. We are on the Tre Cime di Lavaredo, and as we've just found, Simone and Anna are thoroughly enjoying their day. They're senza parole. They're without words to describe the beauty of what they're seeing. Let's continue.
Per pranzo non potevamo che mangiare della polenta, che è ormai il mio piatto preferito.
Okay, this is great because we've got potere che plus another verb. So, non potevamo che mangiare della polenta. For lunch, we couldn't eat anything other than polenta. It had to be polenta. And we get a little more information. Simone says, che è ormai il mio piatto preferito, which is by now my favorite dish.
Sì, lo sappiamo. Per fortuna c'era un rifugio proprio accanto alle cime.
So luckily, c'era un rifugio, there was a rifugio, we've talked about this kind of mountain eatery, proprio accanto alle cime, right beside the peaks.
Dopo pranzo, per il freddo, abbiamo bevuto il bombardino, una tipica bevanda di montagna usata per scaldarsi dopo una giornata sulla neve.
Okay, there's lots of things in here. First of all, let's look at per il freddo. Now, per normally means for, but it's a little bit different here, isn't it?
Yes, probably in English you would say because of the cold.
Yeah, so because of the cold or to combat the cold, against the cold, to fight off the cold or something like that.
Sì.
So after lunch, per il freddo, to fight the cold, abbiamo bevuto il bombardino. We had or we drank the bombardino, and then an explanation of what this is. Una tipica bevanda di montagna. It's a typical mountain drink. Usata, used, per scaldarsi. So in English we have the word to scald, and it
sì.
comes from the same root, but this is not scalding us, it's just to warm us up, to heat us up.
Ideally not.
No, indeed. Yes, please be very careful if you're pouring yourself a hot bombardino. Don't scald yourself on account of listening to this podcast. So per scaldarsi, to heat us up or to heat oneself up, dopo una giornata sulla neve. I said dopo there in a very English accent. Dopo una giornata sulla neve. So after a day on the snow. Dopo una giornata sulla neve.
È a base di zabaione e contiene anche alcol e panna.
Ok, so è a base di zabaione. Right. Zabaione, this is quite specific vocabulary, but I think it's eggnog.
Sì, esatto, esatto.
Okay, so it's based on eggnog, or it's made with eggnog. E contiene anche alcol e panna. And it contains alcohol, obviously, and panna, cream.
Sì, è buonissimo. I think we could say it's somehow the Italian-Irish coffee, probably.
Ah, right, okay, I get you. So an Irish coffee certainly will warm you up and give you a little kick as well.
Sì.
Quick question, Francesca. Zabaglione, is there also a word zabaglione with a GL?
Yes, it can also be spelled with a GL, so zabaglione. You can hear zabaglione or zabaglione and also see the two different spellings.
Excellent. Okay. So Simone goes on to describe the bombardino.
Mm-hmm. Era davvero buonissimo e non avevo mai assaggiato nulla del genere.
So it was truly delightful, buonissimo. E non avevo mai assaggiato, nice pluperfect tense here, the trapassato prossimo, e non avevo mai assaggiato, I had never tasted, nulla del genere. We're seeing a double negative in Italian there. I had never tasted nothing of the kind.
Sì.
But obviously in English we would make that a positive. I had never tasted anything like it.
Sì, esatto. E finisce dicendo, sicuramente lo assaggerò ancora.
So we've gone from a trapassato prossimo to a futuro here. So surely I will taste it again. I'll definitely have that again.
Sì, e io sono d'accordo con lui.
Allora, io devo dire che non ho mai assaggiato nulla del genere. Ho assaggiato qualcosa del genere, ma del bombardino no, non l'ho mai assaggiato.
Devi provarlo prima o poi.
La prossima volta che sarò in Italia.
Bene.
Okay, let us go back through the whole text now. Now, we've gone through everything in detail. Hopefully this will make more sense now that we've gone through all that vocabulary. And we'll listen again to Simone's text.
Oggi, anche se con un giorno di ritardo, abbiamo visto le tre cime di Lavaredo. Siamo partiti molto presto la mattina e abbiamo raggiunto un rifugio in macchina. Da qui abbiamo noleggiato delle motoslitte e siamo riusciti a salire fino alle tre cime. Appena arrivati, siamo rimasti a bocca aperta. Sopra di noi spiccavano le tre cime, una accanto all'altra. Erano tutte innevate e alcune nuvole ne coprivano delle parti. Noi eravamo entrambi senza parole di fronte a questo spettacolo della natura. Una volta scesi dalle motoslitte, abbiamo passeggiato un po' per goderci il panorama. La neve rifletteva la luce del sole e rendeva tutto brillante. Per pranzo non potevamo che mangiare della polenta, che è ormai il mio piatto preferito. Per fortuna c'era un rifugio proprio accanto alle cime. Dopo pranzo, per il freddo, abbiamo bevuto il bombardino, una tipica bevanda di montagna, usata per scaldarsi dopo una giornata sulla neve. È a base di zabaglione e contiene anche alcol e panna. Era davvero buonissimo e non avevo mai assaggiato nulla del genere. Sicuramente lo assaggerò ancora.
Allora, è tutto per oggi. Earlier I said if this happened to be the first example of Coffee Break Italian that you'd ever listened to, then you're very welcome. And I hope if it is that you've enjoyed this, you should also know that this is just part of the whole Coffee Break Italian story. We have got lots more for you, and you can find out all about our online courses over at coffeebreakacademy.com, including a special course for this series where you'll be able to access lesson notes and also a video version of each episode where you can read along with Simone and practice your pronunciation. That's all at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And now, as ever, we are posting lots of content on social media, so do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. And over on Instagram, we are posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Simone and Anna. So make sure you follow us on Instagram too.
Perfetto. Allora, come sempre, Francesca, grazie mille.
Grazie a te, Mark. Grazie a tutti.
Ci vediamo presto per la prossima puntata di Coffee Break Italian.
A presto. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.